The screen goes black. Across a large body of water, a castle appears on the horizon. The title appears, The Princess. A tall tower rises above the castle. Around the top of the tower are barred windows. Inside the tower, a young woman with long dark hair lies on a bed. She wears a white satin dress with long sleeves. She appears to be asleep. At the end of the bed is a fireplace. It casts a warm glow throughout the room. The young woman lies still on her back, her eyes closed. Now she moves her head and opens her eyes. She sits up in bed. Her wrists are shackled with a thick chain. She stares at the chain and then lowers her hands. She looks down at her white dress. She reaches up and feels the back of her head. Images flash of her being captured and a glass vial placed under her nose. She faints onto a bed. Back to the tower, the young woman looks around at the stone walls and a rack of lit candles. She looks at the fire burning in the stone fireplace. The young woman turns and looks out a window at a distant hill on the horizon. She walks to the open window and stands on a ledge. The wind blows at her dress as she looks down at crashing waves far below. She steps back from the window and walks past the bed. She goes to a door and tries to open it. She looks through an opening in the door.
See, she's in here.
She stumbles away from the door.
Come on. You're nearly there.
The young woman rushes towards the bed as two guards burst in. One has long dark hair, the other a short mohawk. They put down sledgehammer-type weapons and close the door behind them. The young woman lies in bed, appearing to be asleep.
So this is the princess. All pure for a wedding.
I haven't been close to the princess before.
Yeah, there's a reason for that.
The man with the short mohawk approaches the bed.
No, don't. If you wake her up, I'm gonna break your face.
Yeah.
The man turns and stares into the face of the princess. She opens her eyes and headbutts him. The princess stumbles out of bed and stands by a window.
Got a little fight in you, eh?
Just get her back to bed.
The princess holds her hands together.
What's she doing?
The Mohawk guard approaches her. The two men stare at her and then look at each other. The princess breaks the shackles from off her wrists. The Mohawk guard smirks and walks towards her. The princess swings the chain across his face. The man stumbles back as the princess breaks open an iron cuff.
Grab her!
The princess swings the chain. The man grabs it and pulls her close.
Come on!
He throws her onto the wooden floor.
You're gonna get married, like or not.
She kicks him. The princess stumbles to her feet.
Stop messing around! Get her back in bed!
The princess takes a dagger from her hair. She swings the chain and jabs the dagger in his eye. She jabs it deeper into his eye. As he chokes her, the princess swings him around and into a wooden post. The princess collapses as the Mohawk guard drops lifeless on the floor. The dark-haired man glares at the princess.
All right. Fun's over. Get back here!
She rolls under the bed. As she stands up, her dress is caught. She falls.
Come here, little bitch.
As he approaches, the princess grabs a vase and throws it at him. He catches it and throws it back. She kicks a trunk across the floor. He bends down and she flips over him. He strikes her across the face.
I got you now.
He goes to stomp her but misses. She grabs the dagger from the other man's eye and stabs him. She beats him with her chain. He grabs her arm and twists it. She strikes at him and then hits him across the face. As he lunges at her, she pushes a tall chair in his way. She swings the chain across his face. She races towards him and swings the chain. He catches it and puts her in a headlock. They struggle across the room, both holding onto the chain. She jabs him. She somersaults and throws a boot at him. She strikes him. He stumbles back towards the open window. The princess walks towards him.
You think you're gonna make it all the way to the bottom?
I'll see you there.
She kicks him in the face. He falls out the window towards the water far below. The princess staggers across the room towards the door. She runs to the door and grabs the hammer weapon that the men left there. She drags it to the side. As a guard enters, she swings the weapon into his chest. He falls on his back. She strikes him again. The princess stands up. She stumbles back. Now she breaks open the other cuff from around her wrist. She grabs her raw and bleeding wrist. Now she drags the body of the Mohawk guard. She turns down the bed and stands up the tall chair. She places a cushion on the seat. She locks the door with a set of large keys. She looks at the ring of keys. She runs and places them in a box. Her dress gets caught. She tears it free. She sneaks down some steps through a doorway and down a dark stone hallway. She rushes past two burning candles. She hurries down steps into another hallway illuminated by candles on the wall. She peers between the slats of a wooden wall. She opens a door into a bright room. She closes the door behind her. She walks past a large round bathtub towards windows with leaded glass. She opens the windows and looks out over green hills covered with mist. She looks down at the castle below with turrets and a large building with a dome. A crowd is gathering in a large courtyard. The princess stares down, her lip bleeding. In the courtyard, armored guards corral men, women, and children in chains. The main door of the castle is barricaded with a large wooden beam.
Close the door! No one gets in or out! Quickly!
One of the prisoners watches as others are struck by the guards. He has wavy black hair and a beard.
Castle is secure, sir!
A man in armor with long, straggly hair looks around. The prisoner is gathered with others in chains. A man in leather with a black beard arrives with a woman with a whip. The man looks at the prisoner.
I hoped it wouldn't come to this.
I don't believe that for a moment. Julius, if your father...
My father?
Your father was a diplomat.
You two were cut from the same cloth. Weak.
Pathetic. Pacifiers, placators.
We trusted you.
You talk to me about trust?
You can't have my sister.
Julius walks up to her.
Well, my little princess, I will marry your sister because...
I always get what I want.
She spits in his face. The woman cracks her whip around the neck of an Asian prisoner.
Listen and obey. Like a child.
She pulls on the whip, releasing the man. Julius approaches her.
No, no.
We shouldn't be surprised
that this so-called king abides the bad behavior of his daughters.
The prisoner king glares at him.
You have no respect for the order of things. You have trampled our cherished traditions. You have welcomed outsiders.
A black prisoner is restrained.
A true king should have conquered them. You have made us look vulnerable in the eyes of our enemy.
Julius, listen to me. No one can rule by fear for long. The people are not cattle. They will not follow you blind.
The people. People don't know what they want until they see it. Strength on the throne, that is what the people crave.
Today, they shall have it. As you were.
The man with straggly hair.
You, get them, move! Come on, get on your feet! Come on, get up! Come on, move! Move it!
The princess watches.
This is all my fault.
In the courtyard, her father, the king, is taken away with the queen and their young daughter. The princess watches with a pained expression. She collapses onto the floor by the window. She sits slumped, staring off. Flashback to a royal wedding.
You are old enough now to understand. This kingdom, it has no heir. You will find it in yourself to do your duty.
The king escorts the princess up the aisle of a great hall. They pass the Asian man and his family. The king sits down beside the queen and their young daughter. Julius addresses the king.
I am so honored that you have chosen me as your son and to be given the vast responsibility of becoming the true leader of this kingdom.
The congregation watches as Julius stands before the princess. She looks at him with reluctant eyes.
I'd like to offer you this small token.
He goes to put a ring on her finger, but she stops him. She pulls her hand away. Julia stares at her. She looks at him with tears in her eyes.
I'm sorry.
She runs up the aisle and disappears behind a column. The king looks towards Julius. Julia stares down the aisle towards the princess. He turns and watches as the princess escapes out the double doors of the great hall. Back to the princess as she sits on the floor beside the window.
Hang on, I'll take a piece.
She stands and looks towards the wooden door. It opens. A muscular man in a loincloth enters in a metal mask with bullhorns. He looks around and moves to a bowl on a ledge by the bathtub. He urinates into the bowl. Behind him, the princess has submerged herself on her back in the bathtub. She looks up through the water at his back. An air bubble escapes from her lips. It breaks through the surface of the water. He turns around.
Well, what do we have here?
He looks at himself in a full-length mirror across the room.
Yeah, looking good.
He flexes his chest muscles.
Oh, yeah.
He walks back towards the door. He stops and looks back. The princess appears desperate to breathe as she waits under the water. The bullman ducks under the doorway and closes the door. The water of the tub is still. The princess lunges out. She steps out of the tub in her soaking wet wedding dress. She tears off the bottom of the dress. She tosses the wet fabric aside. She looks down at the torn dress.
All right, then.
She walks towards the door and opens it. She peeks around the corner and walks carefully along a hallway with stone walls. She walks down a few steps. She looks behind and then continues around a corner. Shadows appear at the far end of the hall. The princess turns and runs in the opposite direction, down a hallway. She stops when she sees shadows at the end of the hall. The princess backs up. She moves quickly towards from where she came. She looks down the first hallway and sees the shadow of a guard with a spear-like weapon. She looks behind, then turns around as a hand grabs her by the neck.
You should be locked up with the others.
The bullman lifts her off the ground by her throat. She hits his helmet. He drops her. The princess lies on the ground. She gets up and kicks him in the crotch. He doesn't move. The princess stands back and looks at him.
Well, that usually works.
The bullman pulls out a long broadsword. The princess stares up at him. He swings at her. She dodges the sword and kicks him in the side. She staggers back. He charges at her with the sword. She does a shoulder roll and rushes behind him. He twirls the sword and aims it at her. She runs at him and twirls past. He swings at her and she ducks. He jabs at her. She grabs the blade and thrusts it into the stone wall. She kicks the blade out of his hand. He swings his helmet at her. She ducks out of the way as he punches the wall. He grabs her by the throat. He shoves her against the wall. She grabs his horns and scrapes them along the stone wall. They jam in the wall as she falls to the ground. He pulls the horns out of the wall and stands up. The princess stands up.
Someone needs to teach you your place.
I've heard that before.
He charges at her with his head down. She runs up the wall and rides on his shoulders. She grabs the horns and twists them. He runs into a wall. He staggers down the hall as she holds on to the horns. She removes the helmet as she gets off him. She stabs him in the shoulder with a horn of his helmet. She yanks it out. She hits his head with the helmet. He drops to the floor. She holds the helmet in her hands. She stares down at the helmet. Flashback to her as a young girl.
I want to be a great warrior, like you are, Lynn.
An Asian woman.
A true warrior is defined not by how she fights.
They do martial arts poses.
But by what? She is fighting for.
The pregnant queen approaches.
What on earth are you two doing?
Two ladies in waiting follow her.
Your Majesty.
You're supposed to be learning etiquette.
She looks at the young princess.
Listen. With any luck, soon I will give the kingdom the son it needs. But your education and your training are no less crucial to our family's future.
If I might, Your Majesty. She is a very smart girl. She can learn many things at once.
In future, keep it out of view of the palace. The king will not approve.
Lynn smiles at the princess. Back to the princess holding the helmet. She throws it at the dead bullman. She turns towards the sound down the hall. She rubs her neck as she walks in the opposite direction. Now in the courtyard, a guard with straggly hair walks with two others as they drag a dead body. They arrive at Julius and Moira, the woman with the whip.
He washed up over there. Must have fallen from the tower.
Moira looks at the body.
Fallen? Look at the bruises. They tell the story. This man didn't fall.
Everything else is proceeding just as my lord planned. The tower is ours. The princess is dressed and ready for the wedding.
Has someone checked that she's safe and secure?
She's locked in. Chained.
Is that what I asked, Kerr?
He looks at the man with straggly hair.
If there is some vigilante on the loose, you take care of it. Otherwise, your position is in serious jeopardy. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand?
Yes, sir!
Good.
Moira glares at Kerr. He watches as she follows behind Julius. Kerr scowls. He looks behind and points to a man by the castle wall.
You!
Come here!
The man lumbers over. He has a round face and wears a metal helmet. He carries a sledgehammer weapon.
To the top of the tower. Check on the princess.
The man looks up at the tall tower. He stares back at Kerr.
Yes! Up there! Go!
The man shuffles away as Kerr shakes his head. Meanwhile, the princess hides in a hallway alcove as two soldiers walk past. She sneaks out of the alcove and makes her way down the dark hallway. She enters into a workshop. She appears exhausted as she walks across the room. She sits down on a stool. She tears the train off her dress. She rips off the left sleeve. She goes to tear off the right sleeve, but stops. She looks towards the sound. She runs across the room and grabs a wooden pole. She breaks it in half. Two guards enter.
Come on. Must be some bounty in here.
The princess stabs one with the broken pole.
I can't believe this stabs me!
She takes off her thin belt and holds it like a whip.
Oh, I like a girl in lace.
The princess smiles. The guard attacks. The princess wraps his wrists with the belt. She ties it around his neck, shoves him against a wooden post, and kicks him. She does a flying tumble and ties him up with the belt, then grabs his crossbow. She steps back and aims it at him.
What has Julius done with my family?
Fuck off! Do you even know how to use this thing?
She shoots the guard behind her, then turns back and looks at the other guard.
What's your language? You're in the presence of a princess.
She cranks the crossbow.
Where are they?
I'm not telling you anything, you bitch!
An arrow hits the post above his head. She cranks the crossbow. She aims it at him.
Don't make me ask again.
You're never getting out of here alive! You can't!
She shoots him in the neck.
I warned you about that mouth.
She walks over to the other dead man. She takes his broadsword. She feels its weight. She walks towards the door. At the bottom of the tower are two stone archways with carved columns. Beyond the archways, the round-faced guard appears carrying his hammer weapon. He looks around as more guards appear behind him. The round-faced guard looks to a flight of stone steps. Guards rush by as he climbs the steps. Meanwhile, the princess walks down stone steps. She hides when she sees guards run past at the end of a hallway. After they go, she runs down the hallway. She rushes down a stone staircase. She stops on a landing and looks down. Below, guards swarm the tower. The princess backs up as they start to run up the stone staircase. They run past a leaded window on the landing. Outside, the princess hangs on a ledge with one hand. In the other hand, she holds the broadsword. She looks down far below at waves crashing at the foot of the tower. The sword falls. She grabs the ledge with both hands. She pulls herself back up onto the ledge. The round-faced guard sits inside on the stone windowsill.
Oh, God, hurry up!
She lowers herself back down and hangs off the ledge. Inside, the guard wipes his face. He stands up. The princess pulls herself up as the guard walks away. She pulls herself through the window and falls on the floor. She lays on her back. She rolls onto her front. She struggles as she picks herself up and then stands. She walks down some steps and peeks around a corner. She hides as a guard appears beside her.
Hey! What are you doing over there?
What?
You ordered to search this way!
The guard runs off.
Come on, go! Look everywhere!
The princess waits until they've gone. She looks both ways as she runs across a landing up to a wooden slatted door. She pushes back a hanging tapestry and slips behind it. She runs down a narrow, dark passageway. She arrives at a doorway and stops. She opens it a crack and peeks in. Inside, guards rush around a room, stealing silver metal items. One guard holds a piece of meat skewered on a sword over the flames in a huge fireplace. The princess slips into the room and looks around. A guard gathers up silver items. The princess steps over a barricade and sneaks into the room. She stands watching the men. She does a shoulder roll and crouches behind a screen. Nearby, two guards gather at the fireplace.
I want it.
The princess runs behind them, then slides across the black and white tiled floor. She commando crawls across the floor and peeks around a tapestry at the guards. She scurries over and hides behind a tall chair.
Hey, Gipsy, what you got there then?
The princess runs along a wall and disappears behind a secret door.
Quickly then, boys. Julius can't get wind of this.
The guards collect up silver goblets and other valuable items.
All right. Whatever you got.
Yeah. Come on.
What's all that rubbish you got?
Come on.
They all leave the room. The princess comes out of hiding. She steps into the room and shuts a secret panel. She walks across the room to her bed. She bends down and reaches under the mattress. She pulls out a long, narrow object. She lays it on the bed and unwraps it. She pulls off the cloth wrapping to reveal a long, curved knife. The blade gleams. Flashback to a forest. The princess picks up a sword. She faces Lin.
Hey!
They battle with swords. In slow motion, Lin grabs the arm of the princess. She brings the blade of the sword to her face.
Where's your center?
They battle in the forest.
No focus, no speed. Again.
Lin disarms the princess.
What did I tell you? You're not fighting from your heart. Try it again.
The princess picks up her sword. She sees the Asian man approaching in the woods. He has long hair and a goatee.
What is he doing here? You know Kai as one of the king's advisors. He's also my uncle. And the warrior who trained me once upon a time.
She and Kai face each other. They touch their own shoulders with one hand and then touch foreheads. Lin looks to the princess.
Today you're gonna fight us both.
The princess backs up as they approach with swords. Kai attacks her. Lin joins Kai in fighting her. Kai grabs her wrist. He strikes the sword from her hand. He flips her over. She rolls and then crouches on the forest floor.
You're not fighting from your heart. No focus, no speed. Patience and focus.
Lin looks back at her and walks away with Kai. The princess attacks. Lin lunges with her sword. The princess grabs Kai by the arm and flips him over. They both crouch on the forest floor, looking across at each other. Kai looks up at Lin.
You were right. She has a warrior's heart.
Flashback to the curved sword.
I cannot accept such a gift.
I would only entrust it to the hands of a true warrior.
The eyes of the princess fill with tears. She looks over at Lin. Lin smiles and nods. Kai holds out the sword to her. The princess takes it from him. Back to the princess alone in the tower. The princess pulls out a trunk. She puts on a leather belt and lace-up boots. She tosses her slippers into the trunk. She runs across the room with her sword. She disappears behind the secret panel. She races down some steps and comes out into a narrow passageway.
My preparations do
the wedding.
She stops and listens.
Is everything exactly as it was? The flowers, candles, the priests? Is everything as it was?
She looks between the wooden slats of the wall. She walks further along the passageway.
Great aloofness. For my new subject.
She peeks between slats at Moira and Julius.
We can finally purge this kingdom of its weakness.
Moira stands by a fireplace. She helps Julius on with his coat.
Then why not take the throne by force? You can get what you want without her.
You are a valued consort of mine, but politics, please.
The princess watches from behind the wall.
There's a reason why traditions last centuries.
People love traditions.
Moira turns and smiles at him.
With her hand in mine, there is not a soul that can question that I'm the rightful king!
I only meant that last night was a spectacular show of power.
Yes. Mm. They were terrified, weren't they? Mm. So indignant.
Violence wakes people up.
And people will be even more terrified after the coronation when I slit the king's throat.
You are such a clever man. I know you need to save your strength for that limp rag of a bride.
She kisses him. The princess looks through the slats as Julius and Moira continue to kiss. The princess runs back along the narrow passageway. She finds a place in the wall and looks between the slats. She sticks the end of her broadsword between the slats. Chips of mortar flake away. The princess looks through the hole in the mortar at Julius and Moira kissing. They back up towards the wall as they kiss. The princess sticks the tip of the sword through the slats. She shoves the sword. It comes within inches of his head. Yeah? The princess pulls the sword back. A guard enters.
I'm sorry, sir.
The king is asking for you.
Oh, the king.
The king.
He holds Moira in his arms.
Well, this will be interesting.
He walks out with the guard, followed by Moira. The princess watches through the hole in the mortar. She runs further along the passageway. She looks through a grate in the wall at Julius and Moira as they follow the guard down a hall. Meanwhile, the round-faced guard climbs the stone steps to the top of the tower. He arrives at the door to the room of the princess. He rests on his sledgehammer weapon as he catches his breath.
Julie! This is the prince. Is she?
Yeah. He looks through the keyhole. He sees someone covered in the bed and the Mohawk guard in a chair. He steps away from the door and shrugs. He turns and limps away from the door. Meanwhile, the princess walks along the back passageway. She walks down a few steps and crouches down on the ground. She checks a grate at floor level. She moves further along and tries to budge another grate. She moves along to the next grate. She pulls on it and it comes loose. She pulls the grate towards her. Meanwhile, in the misty courtyard, Julius and Moira approach the king with guards on both sides of him.
You seek the crown. It can only hurt you in the eyes of the very people you wish to rule.
And how do you think you stand in the eyes of the people now?
Julius, this assault.
You made a promise to me. A promise you recanted on the whim of a girl.
Now the princess squeezes through an opening. She pushes her sword ahead of her on the floor. She pulls herself along between the legs of a gold suit of armor. She looks up at the armor. The princess appears confused. She pulls herself along the floor between the legs. A broadsword sticks in the floor beside her. She looks up as the suit of armor looks down at her. She rolls away and kicks the sword. The armor lunges with his sword. He swings at her but hits the wall. The princess runs from him. He misses and hits a pedestal with his sword. She strikes him with her sword. She ducks as the armor's blade passes over her head.
Who else do you take orders from? Servants? Dogs?
He walks up to the king.
Who exactly holds the power in this?
The princess attacks the armor with her sword. She thrusts the sword under his arm. Blood spurts. She pulls out her sword. The armor swings at her. She ducks as he cuts in half a body dress form. The princess runs. She tips a dress form in the armor's way. She crawls across the floor. The armor cuts a table in two. The princess stands up and faces him. Back to the king.
We both do. You and I. Julius, let us find a solution to this together. Treason will only lead to more bloodshed.
A wedding is not an act of treason.
Take him away.
The princess stabs the armor in the armpit. She jabs him in the groin. He wobbles on his feet. The princess throws a goblet at his chest. It bounces off. The armor swings his broadsword through a lattice screen as the princess runs behind it. She looks around. She grabs an oil lamp and throws it at his chest. It bounces off. The armor looks down at his chest. The princess throws a lit candle at him. He erupts into flames. He flails his arms as he stumbles towards the window. In the courtyard, Kerr sees the round-faced guard arrive.
The princess?
Julius.
She's in the tower.
You sure?
The armor lands beside them. Everyone looks down at the charred, smoking armor. The round-faced guard's jaw drops as another guard watches with a broadsword. Julius glares at the round-faced guard. He grabs Kerr by the chest. He stares into his face.
Deal with this. No!
He shoves Kerr away. He looks over at Moira. He looks behind at a tall knight and signals to follow him. The princess watches Kerr from high above.
Clear the tower again!
Take it floor by floor! No,
no. Moira points to the round-faced guard.
You.
Hey, we heard what he has to say.
Moira puts her hand up to Kerr.
You saw no sign of this man on your way up or down?
No.
The armor.
We're dealing with someone who knows this place well.
The princess watches from above.
No one has to pretend to listen to you now, useless harlot.
Moira turns and stares at him. She chokes him with her whip. Kerr grabs at his throat as Moira slowly pulls on the whip. Now she snaps the whip. Kerr drops to his knees. He holds his throat. Moira's finger blade retracts. A blade at the end of the whip retracts. Moira stands over Kerr.
Not so useless now, am I?
Kerr looks up at her and falls forward. The round-faced guard watches as Moira looks around at the other guards.
I want this vigilante killed! Consider no chamber clear! Go!
The army of guards charge into the castle. The princess looks down. She runs across the room. She runs along a stone hallway. She arrives at a wooden railing and looks down. She looks up the center of the tower. Guards rappel across the floors. The princess holds her sword as she runs down a flight of stairs. She arrives at a landing as a guard swings in on a rope.
Where are you going, huh?
Another guard swings in and lands. The princess aims her sword as another guard arrives. They all advance towards her. They attack. A blade slashes her arm. She kicks one of them away.
Coming with us!
She swings her sword at a guard. He flips over and lands face first on the stone steps.
Get after her!
They chase her down the steps.
Let's get aboard!
She turns and slices at the guard. She stabs him in the chest. She kicks another one down and slashes him. He lands on the other guard.
Get off me!
She shoves the other guard off. The princess runs to a railing and looks down. She runs away as several stories below an army of guards are charging up the stairs. A guard with a beard stops at a railing and looks up. The princess looks across at a guard at a railing. She looks down at guards running up the stairs towards her. She tears off her strand of pearls. She rolls the pearls down the steps toward the marauding guards. In slow motion, the pearls bounce down the stairs towards the guards. The guards slip on the pearls and fall in a heap down the stairs. A guard appears behind the princess. She runs over the pile of soldiers, stepping on their shields. She runs away.
Come on! Get her!
The princess runs down the steps as two more guards swing in on ropes. One lunges with his sword. She dodges him and elbows him in the face. She slashes his upper leg. She holds her knife to the throat of the other guard as she wraps the rope around his ankle. She shoves him off the railing. He falls until he runs out of rope. The princess races down the steps to another landing. More guards appear and attack. She grabs one and kicks the others down the stairs. She slashes the face of a guard. He slumps on the floor. She slashes another guard. He falls to the ground as another comes from behind.
Get up!
She battles the two guards. She uses one guard's shield as she stabs the other. She kicks the other down a flight of stairs. The guard with the beard appears. He raises his hammer weapon. He chases her down the tower stairs. Other guards block her way. She kicks one in the chest. She dives onto the floor as a guard pounds his hammer beside her. He swings the hammer again as she rolls out of the way. She holds up her shield as another guard attacks with his sword. She cuts the hammer guard's foot with the edge of the shield. He grabs the shield as she stabs him in the chest. He hunches over and then grabs her throat. She gasps for air as he pushes her against the wall. She holds the handle of the sword impaled in his chest. She pulls the sword out. He pounds the wall above her head with the hammer. She thrusts the sword in his throat. She pulls it out and he falls to the floor. She walks down the steps past the man hanging from the rope. A guard appears.
Stay back! We need her alive!
Get me down from here!
She cuts the rope. The man falls. Guards approach the princess. She attacks. She slashes at two guards and kicks another. She slashes another. She stabs one on the ground and then shoves another. She raises her sword as a guard slashes her across the waist. She bends over as she holds her wound. In slow motion, she struggles to keep the guards away. She grabs one and shoves him into more coming up the steps. She swings her sword as she's forced against the stone wall. She thrashes her sword at the guards surrounding her and jeering. She stands against the wall and looks with anger at the guards. She runs at a guard standing at a railing. They both crash through and fall a great height. They land on the stone steps below. The princess lies on a landing. A guard leaps from above. He lands beside her. He writhes in pain. The other guards look down at him. They take the stairs. The princess and the guards stare at one another. Her smile fades as she stares into his blood-splattered face. They both reach for their swords. He pins her against the wall. She breaks free and he kicks her. She slashes him and runs away. He chases her as she clutches at her waist. The guard trips and falls as the princess keeps running. She stops and holds up her sword as the round-faced guard appears stumbling up the stairs. He stumbles by her. She watches him and then keeps running down the steps. She arrives on a landing.
Come on! Better stay!
She looks around. She sees out a window a hanging length of cloth. Guards run up the stairs as others come running down. She puts her sword in its sheath. She leaps from the window and grabs the length of cloth as guards lunge at her from the window. Her feet touch the wall as she hangs from the cloth. She looks down at the water far below. The guards fight each other in the window. The princess hangs on as she looks up at a window a distance away. She grabs the cloth as she walks along the side of the tower. She turns and runs in the other direction. She swings through the open window and rolls onto the floor. She rolls on her side. She lies on a Persian carpet near a bed. She struggles to stand up. Drops of blood appear on the toe of her boot. She loosens her belt near the wound as guards run by on the other side of the wall. She stumbles into an alcove and closes lace curtains behind her. Inside, she tears a piece of fabric from her dress. She wraps it around her left hand. Flashback to her mother and father.
He is an ideal candidate, a respected lord who will restore our standing in the eyes of those who doubt
us. She's barely met him since she was a girl.
I understand this does not sit well with you, but this decision has to be made strategically. We have no son. No heir. We should arrange the wedding as quickly as we can.
The princess walks towards them.
What else can we do?
I have a solution.
She draws her sword. Her little sister looks on and smiles.
What is this?
I know of your plans for me. And I beg of you, let me train as a knight instead.
I'm afraid you have me to blame for this.
You condone this?
She looks at her husband. He stands up and takes the princess by the arm.
I never wish to see you this way again.
Mother, if you would just let me show you—
Enough!
He stares at her as his wife, the queen, stands up and watches.
You are old enough now to understand. This kingdom has no heir. We are all vulnerable, every last one of us, until a successor is in place.
But I can be the successor.
You're my child. You did not honestly think that I would send you off to die, or worse, at the hands of some barbarian.
Oh, you'll sell me into the bedroom of a man I barely know.
He is an honorable lord of good family.
I'm not a piece of property to be traded.
I credited you with more maturity than I should have. Now I see that you are just an impetuous girl who only thinks about herself. This kingdom is relying on you. You will find it in yourself to do your duty.
He walks the length of a candle-lit room. The princess stares after him with tears in her eyes. Back at the alcove, the princess sits behind the lace curtain. She turns at the sound of someone entering. Nothing can be seen through the lace curtain. The curtains fly open. The princess is wrestled to the ground. She stares into the face of Lin.
Lin!
Princess.
The princess collapses onto the carpet.
are you doing here?
I was making my way to you.
Lin looks at the princess's bloody wound.
I'm glad you're here.
I have something for these wounds.
Come.
Sit here. My family.
I know.
Mother always said that pain is beauty.
I think she was talking about corsets. This will help.
She puts a salve on the arm wound.
What happened, Lin?
He came in the night. No one was prepared.
Flashback to guards charging into the castle.
The king's guards were overrun. Jewelers show no mercy. I managed to escape and hide, but was one of the few. He was ruthless.
Julius rides on an armored horse. He looks up at the tower. Back to Lin with the princess.
It's all my fault.
Princess. That kind of thinking right now won't help.
I'll have to save them, Lin.
We will. They're in the keep. There's only one unguarded way in.
We need to find a way to the sewers.
But we have to pass through the kitchen. Okay.
Lin helps her up. In a big kitchen, guards steal bread.
Out of the way. Move!
Lin peers around a corner. She walks down a hall with her broadsword. The princess follows behind her with her curved sword. They arrive at an archway with a view of the large kitchen below. As cooks work in the kitchen, a guard knocks over baskets. The princess looks down at the kitchen. She turns and looks at Lin.
You think I'm gonna let you have all the fun for yourself?
Lin smiles.
Just remember, patience and focus.
In the kitchen, a guard with a metal mask hurries other guards along.
Come on, let's go. Gotta find a princess. Come on.
A guard grabs a female cook. Yeah. Lin and the princess creep downstairs into the kitchen.
Let's take that off. Yeah. You wanna come with me tonight?
A cook turns and looks at the princess. They signal him away.
Come on, come on.
He rushes off. Lin and the princess look at each other. The princess sneaks by a butcher block table. She grabs a meat cleaver.
Hey, we ain't gonna hurt you.
Lin grabs a frying pan. A spoon falls. A guard with a black beard turns to look.
Yeah. Hey! Where's my supper? What's happened to the cook?
The princess appears.
Who are you?
I'm the princess.
She hits him with the frying pan. He falls back out cold.
And that's Lin.
She throws the cleaver. It lands beside a bald guard.
Nice to meet you. Are you all right?
The cook runs away.
Thank you.
She runs past the princess. Lin tosses the frying pan aside.
Sweet little princess.
Lin and the princess pose with their weapons in attack mode. The women beat back the guards with their swords. A guard picks up a head of lettuce.
You hungry, love?
He throws it in her face as the other guards attack. The princess dodges a guard with a cleaver. The bald guard throws hunks of cheese at Lin. The princess throws side ribs. Lin swipes at the bald guard. He crashes onto the floor. He scrambles to his feet and points his sword at her. The other two guards surround them. The princess throws a pot of liquid. Lin sends a guard flying into a door. A guard throws a rag in the face of the princess. Lin joins in fighting off two guards. She knocks one down. The princess stabs him in the chest. Lin swings her sword at the bald guard. He stumbles back. She slices him and thrusts the sword in his stomach. He falls on a table beside a pig's head. He slides onto the ground. A guard flies through the air. A whip lashes around his leg and he falls to the ground. The body is pulled across the floor. Moira steps over the body. She stares at the princess.
All you had to do was accept a ring. Instead, you made a mess. Why go through all this trouble? Be the weak little person you're meant to be.
Moira smiles. The princess twirls her sword.
Let's find out.
She assumes the battle position as she aims her sword. Moira holds her whip and stares at the princess. Lynn stands nearby with her broadsword. Moira snaps her whip at the princess. She snaps her whip at Lynn. She snaps the whip around Lynn's wrist. Moira pulls on the whip. Lynn resists but is thrown to the ground. She rolls across the floor and grabs at an arm wound. Moira snaps the whip around her neck. The princess drops her sword. Moira pulls on the whip. She throws the end over a pot rack and pulls. The princess swings by her neck at the end of the whip.
Princess!
Lynn attacks Moira. Lynn rolls onto the floor and gets up. Moira pulls on the whip as the princess hangs. Lynn tries to cut the whip. Moira hits her across the face. Moira pulls on the whip as the princess chokes. Lynn kicks Moira in the face. The princess falls to the floor as Moira stumbles back. Moira watches near the fireplace. Lynn throws a pot of oil. The oil erupts into a wall of flame between the women and Moira. Lynn helps the princess escape from the kitchen. They run under an archway and into a laundry area.
Princess, you go. I'm gonna stop her.
I'm not leaving without you.
Your family needs you. You have to leave now before it's too late.
Lynn, no.
Princess, trust me. Go now. Go!
She pushes the princess into a pool of water. She drops to her knees and enters into a dark tunnel. Lynn turns around to discover Moira standing in the archway. Lynn brandishes her sword. Moira glares at her. Meanwhile, the princess slides down a water chute. She lands in a pool of water. She staggers onto a patch of sand. She crawls down a tunnel. Now, in a dark dungeon, the king, queen, and their daughter Violet stand behind bars. Nearby, three rough-looking men drink. They gather around a table.
All right, you ready, boys?
They sit down to play dice.
My last coin.
The princess appears crouched in a tunnel opening.
Yeah, you want to get down the brothel, they let you drink for free.
Oh, yeah.
She watches as they drink and roll dice.
No drink, no win.
Don't hit me.
Come on, then, hurry up.
The princess grabs one of their tankards. As she starts to drink, one of the men stands up and stares at her. The princess holds up her index finger as she continues to drink. The man sits back down. Her family watch from behind the bars. The princess finishes drinking.
Oh, I needed that.
Enough!
The men all stand up. The princess smashes the tankard over one of their heads. She shoves another and hits another in the throat. She knees one in the face and kicks the other. She grabs one and smashes him on the table. She rolls on top of the table as two of them collide. She rolls back over the table and smashes one of their heads on the table. She slashes one with her sword and hits another over the back. Her father stands behind the bar, staring. She slashes the last one across the throat. He drops to the ground. The princess smiles at her mother. Her mother smiles back. Violet.
I knew it.
Well then, shall we?
She uses a key to open the cell. She hugs Violet. They follow behind her.
They're close to me.
They walk up the dungeon steps.
Come, come.
Guards appear. The screen goes black. Now, the princess is asleep. She opens her eyes. She slowly rolls over. The image of her blurs. She lifts her head and looks around. Her family stand in the great hall. Julius walks across the black and white tiled floor. Moira follows behind. She leads Lynn, the whip wrapped around her wrists. Julius walks up to the princess, kneeling on the floor with her arms tied behind her back. He looks down at her as Moira forces Lynn onto the floor.
Look at the mess you've made. Not exactly the ladylike behavior I'd expect of you.
He kneels down and touches her cheek.
But that will change.
She bites his hand.
Hatra!
He slaps her across the face.
Leave my sister alone!
Violet, no.
We not talked about your manners. You're an oddity. What on earth happened to make you end up this way?
I was born this way.
You were born to be my wife.
Moira scoffs. The princess looks up at Julius.
I look forward to it.
Oh, you do?
At your side. Every day. At your service every night. It's like something out of a fairy tale. For me.
And for me.
A nightmare.
The queen looks at the king. The king looks to the princess. Julia stares at her.
You'll learn to sleep with one eye open. To never turn your back. I'll be in heaven. Just thinking day and night of ways to kill you. And you'll be in hell. Wondering when it's coming. And you know that it will be coming. Because you know that I'll never rest. Never idle, never stop. Until I'm standing above your corpse, holding in my delicate, manicured hands, your still beating heart.
Moira turns to Julius. He gets up from his throne.
Well, it seems the princess is still unwilling.
He turns and looks at the rest of the family.
If only there were another option.
He looks down at young Violet. The princess stares. Lynn gets up on her haunches as Moira moves her whip. Julius crouches down beside Violet.
You look as though you won't be nearly as much trouble as your sister.
The king turns to him.
Julius, you wouldn't.
Wouldn't I?
The princess turns and stares at Lynn. A guard stands nearby with a broadsword. The princess nods at Lynn.
Kill the princess.
No!
Stop! Julius, please!
The princess kicks the guard's sword. She body checks him. Lynn grabs Violet. The guard grabs the princess. Julius turns to see Lynn escaping with Violet. The guard picks up the princess and throws her through a window. Julius runs to the shattered window and looks down. The princess plunges into the water. Her still body sinks down, her hands tied behind her back. Her body continues to sink, her white dress billowing around her. Her eyes are closed as she sinks. Flashback to a time as a child with Lynn.
And always remember, princess, the real power is not from your blade, but from your heart.
What is this?
I am strong. I can fight.
You're my child.
wish to see you this way again. When I slit the king's throat.
I'll have to save them, Lynn.
Julius, you wouldn't.
Wouldn't I?
Now, at the bottom of the body of water, the princess opens her eyes. Bubbles escape from her mouth as she slips her bound hands under her. She works to cut the rope that binds her wrists. Flashback to scenes from her life.
A true warrior is defined not by how she fights, but by what she is fighting for.
Underwater, she cuts through the rope. She pushes off the rocky bottom and swims up towards the surface. She breaks through the surface of the water. She looks around and swims towards the tower. Now an aerial view of the castle on the water's edge beside a forested mountain. In the great hall, guests gather. Moira follows Julius up to an altar and a man in a bishop's mitre-style hat.
You. There. Stand in the middle. As before.
Bring in the rest of our guests. And where is Violet? Find her now!
Guards search the hallways.
Come on, girl! Come on, move!
That way! Oh, look in there!
Meanwhile, the princess walks down a dark passageway. She enters through double doors and walks into a grand hallway past a large suit of armor. She stops to look out an arched window at her parents being led across the courtyard.
Get up! Come with me! Get up!
She turns from the window as a giant guard appears with black hair and a beard. The princess backs away as he marches towards her. She stops and glares up at him. The suit of armor falls and knocks him over. Violet stands where the armor was. She smiles.
Did I help?
Lynn appears beside her.
Good job.
Oh, yes.
The princess hugs her.
Oh, thank you, Violet. Yes.
Princess.
Lynn hugs her.
You survive.
The princess looks at Violet and then at Lynn.
It seems so childish now. Me telling you that I wanted to be a warrior. I had just done my duty.
No, princess, no. Julius would be the same monster no matter what you did.
Violet hugs her.
You have to stop him.
The princess hugs her as she looks at Lynn. She looks at Violet and then looks back at Lynn with a questioning expression.
Come with us. Come on.
She opens a secret panel.
Lynn, you go first.
They walk downstairs into a dark chamber, a single lit candle on the wall.
This is one of our storehouses in the event of a siege.
She uses a flame to ignite a trough around the wall of the chamber. It illuminates weapons displayed on the walls, armor, shields, knives, and other weapons of battle. They walk up to a table where swords are laid out. Lynn turns to them.
Let's get you ready.
Yes.
Look everywhere!
Meanwhile, guards ransack the tower.
Find the child!
In the great hall, the bishop stands at the altar. The king and queen sit in the front row in royal robes and crowns. Julius walks up to them.
Little Violet can't hide forever. We will find her.
The guards continue to ransack the tower. In the secret weapons chamber, the princess and Lynn dress for battle. Violet pulls a knife from its sheath. Lynn puts on a quiver of arrows around her back. Violet picks up a crown for battle. She puts it on her small head. Lynn helps the princess to put on an armored vest. Violet tries on her own armor vest. The princess selects one of the broadswords. She twirls it in her hand. Lynn looks at her and nods. The princess and Lynn walk to the entrance of the chamber. Violet appears in a chainmail coat and helmet.
What do you think? I want to fight too.
You know, I once knew a princess that said the exact same thing at your age. But
you got to do it.
The princess gives a knowing look to Lynn.
And you will too. I will see to it myself, I promise. But until then...
Hidden. Quiet. Alive.
Yes. That's my girl.
The princess hugs her.
I love you.
Violet turns to Lynn.
Stay safe.
Violet smiles. She watches as the princess and Lynn walk away together. In the great hall, Julius holds the tip of a broadsword to the queen's chest. He moves it to her throat.
Well, now we're all here. Call for Violet. She'll come to you.
I'll cut out my tongue first.
Yes, it may come to that.
He pulls back the sword. The king looks at his wife and then at Julius. In the courtyard, an army of guards race towards the princess. She runs towards them with her broadsword. She swings and slices her sword as she is attacked. In the great hall, Julius looks into the courtyard. The princess stabs a guard in the stomach. The queen looks into the courtyard. Julius turns to Moira.
She refuses death time and time again.
Not for much longer.
The king watches as Moira cracks her whip. She walks past the king and queen in the front row. She stops and looks out into the courtyard. The princess fights off more guards.
Come on. Move, somebody!
The princess yanks her sword out of a guard. She sees more guards attacking. Lynn shoots one with an arrow. She hits another with a bow and ducks down as a blade passes over her head. She shoots a guard with an arrow. She fights off a guard and shoots another with an arrow. More guards come running into the courtyard. The princess mows three down with her sword. Lynn holds a weapon with a blade at each end. As more guards attack, she cuts them down. The princess is surrounded by three guards. Lynn impales one in the back. A guard shoots an arrow at the princess. She runs away with Lynn.
We've got to find a way in!
Meanwhile, in the great hall, Kai sits with others in the congregation. He looks over as Violet crawls out of a baseboard grate. She crawls towards him in her armor. She signals for him to be quiet. In the courtyard, the princess and Lynn are surrounded as they fight off their attackers. More guards arrive. The princess and Lynn stand back to back. Meanwhile, Violet saws through the ropes around her mother's ankles. Kai watches Julius.
You understand?
Yes, my lord.
The guards walk up the aisle past Violet. She gives Kai back his sword. Julius stands at the altar, a sword over his shoulder. Kai passes his knife to a black woman beside him. Julius stares at the congregation as he walks by. In the courtyard, the princess turns to Lynn.
Aim at the joints. Trust me.
Guards attack. The princess slashes one in the crotch. Lynn slashes the throat. Julius continues to walk down the aisle. He looks carefully at the congregation. He grabs Violet.
Gotcha!
Outside, the princess slashes the guard in the armpit. She kicks him in the back of the knees, then stabs him in the back of the neck. He falls over. The princess looks towards the great hall.
Get up!
Violet!
Inside, Julius grabs Violet. The king lunges.
Your eldest daughter is about to become a corpse.
Then as for the little one.
Violet looks at him.
Kneel.
He turns to the bishop.
Marry up.
Lynn to the princess.
We have to get in there. Let's split up.
Guards charge into the courtyard. Lynn ducks as a sword swipes over her. A guard attacks the princess. She disarms him, but he picks her up. As she comes down, she slits his throat. Lynn kicks over an attacking guard. In slow motion, she slashes two guards with two blades, then throws a knife into the chest of another attacking guard. He falls to the ground. The princess looks to the great hall. Julius glares at the bishop.
Go on.
Violet watches as the bishop makes the sign of the cross. In the courtyard, a guard gets up. Lin cuts him down. An archer appears. He shoots at the princess. She leans far back as the arrow misses her and hits a guard behind her. The princess twirls around. She throws her blade and impales the archer. Lin runs toward the Great Hall. She's met by Moira and several guards.
Take her!
Lin attacks with her double-bladed weapon. The king and queen look to the back of the Great Hall. Kai and the congregation look to each other as Lin fights off the guards. In the congregation, Kai stands up and shouts.
No!
The congregation scramble across the Great Hall. Outside, the princess runs towards the Great Hall. Moira walks out with her whip. The blade at the end opens. The princess grabs a broadsword. They face off across the courtyard.
I underestimated you.
That's okay. I'm used to that.
The princess stumbles back. In the Great Hall, Lin and Kai fight the guards. Kai slashes a guard across his chest. Lin is surrounded. The princess watches from the courtyard.
Lin.
Moira attacks. The princess deflects with her sword. She runs behind a pillar. Moira attacks. The princess runs as Moira lashes out with her whip. Moira runs and blocks her way. They stare at each other, a freestanding fire pit nearby. The whip wraps around the base of the princess's sword. She holds onto the handle as Moira pulls. In the Great Hall, the king attacks Julius with his hands bound. Julius punches him in the side. The crown falls. Lin watches from a distance. She slashes a guard as Kai turns to her.
Go! No!
Julius slashes the king. He stumbles over to the queen. Julius looks down at the crown. He battles Lin.
That sword doesn't belong to you.
He stares at her and smiles. Meanwhile, Moira pulls on the whip. The princess swings her sword. They exchange blows. The whip pulls the sword out of the hands of the princess. The princess stands defenseless. She stares across at Moira and then charges. She grabs Moira's arm as they struggle. She slugs Moira in the face. Inside, Lin battles with a double-bladed weapon. The princess wraps the whip around Moira's neck and then slugs her. As they struggle, the princess grabs the blade end of the whip. She stabs Moira in the heart with it. Inside, Lin battles Julius. Two guards attack Lin from the back. She turns around. The princess grabs the handle end of the whip. She throws it over a sign bracket. She leaps up and pulls on the whip. Moira is lifted off the ground, the whip wrapped around her neck. Her body hangs from the bracket. The princess lets go of the whip. Moira's body falls and slumps onto the ground. Inside, Lin battles the guards. Julia stabs her in the side. The king and queen look on with Violet. Kai stops fighting.
Lin!
Outside, the princess looks up. She runs across the courtyard. She stops to pick up a broadsword. Inside, Julius pulls the sword out of Lin. The princess runs in.
Lin! No! No!
She falls to the floor as Lin drops. Julius smiles.
No!
The king and queen huddle together with Violet. The princess looks up as Julius walks towards the crown on the floor. Kai crouches down beside Lin. The princess watches, crouched on the floor. Kai picks up Lin and drags her away. Julius picks up the crown. He places it on his head. He glares across at the king. The king looks over to the princess. Their eyes meet. With rage in his eyes, the king shakes his head. The princess turns and looks up at Julius. He stares at her and holds up his broadsword. A distance away from him, the princess stands up. She holds back emotion as she walks towards him, a broadsword in her hand. She turns and looks towards her family.
Get to safety.
They move behind a large column. Julia stares across at the princess.
It looks like you got me to the altar after all.
Yes.
I told you I would. Didn't I?
The princess stares at him with a determined expression. Julius raises his sword. The princess steps back. She attacks. She stumbles back from him. Julius lunges. She tumbles onto the floor. He points his sword at her.
Your parents wept the day you were born.
I was there.
She stands up.
They were so upset that you weren't a man.
But I heard. Yours wept for the same reason.
He glares at her. She attacks. Julius charges at her. They lock swords. Julius stabs her in the hip. The princess stumbles away, her sword in hand. Julius holds his sword as he follows behind her.
I was going to make your little sister's life much, much easier. Until you started behaving like this.
He swipes his sword at her. She grabs at her wound and staggers away. She stumbles towards the courtyard. The king and the congregation are gathered a distance away. She attacks Julius. He disarms her and grabs her by the neck. He holds his blade to her throat. He looks at the congregation in the courtyard. He throws the princess down. He points his sword at her.
Here she is. Your pretty princess.
The king, queen, and Violet look on.
Kneeling before the new king. A reminder to you all that I won't be belittled. I won't be forsaken. In this weak and feeble kingdom, that power is required on the throne. I will be that power. I will rule with aggression like no one else before.
The princess closes her eyes. The voice of Lin comes to her.
Taken from me what is rightfully mine.
The princess looks up at Julius.
Then focus.
The king calls out.
It was never yours.
Julius stares across at him. The princess lunges and grabs his sword. She slashes him across the neck. She stands back. Julius stares straight ahead. Blood begins to seep from the slash around his neck. In slow motion, his head falls onto the ground. The crown falls free as the head lays still. In slow motion, the headless Julius tumbles to the ground. The princess stares down at his body. She throws down her sword. The congregation stand in a large group behind her, a distance away. The princess limps towards the dead body. The king walks towards her. She turns and looks at him as he approaches. She leans down and picks up the crown beside the severed head. She stands up and turns towards her father, the king. He stands before her as she looks up at him.
The kingdom is ours again.
She holds out the crown. The king reaches out and takes it from her. He places it on his head. The princess smiles. In the crowd, the queen holds Violet closer. The king looks out.
Ring the chapel bells until midnight. Because today, an heir to the kingdom was born.
He turns and looks at the princess. Their eyes meet. The king holds his broadsword to his face. He reaches out to the princess. She smiles and takes his hand. She kneels down before him. The king places the blade of the sword on her shoulder, and then on the other shoulder. The princess opens her eyes and looks up at him. She smiles.
Henceforth, the daughters of this kingdom make their own fate.
The queen looks at Violet.
Just as my daughter has done today.
He looks down at the princess.
I have never been more proud. We are all of us in your debt. I was wrong. I should have trusted you. Forgive me.
The princess smiles up at him.
Now rise.
He holds out his hand. He takes her by the wrist as she struggles to her feet.
And let the people see their future leader for who she is.
The princess looks out over the crowd. The queen and Violet join in the applause. The king and the princess look out over the crowd. The princess sees something in the distance. She limps forward. The crowd parts in two as she makes her way towards Kai with Lin.
Lin! Lin! Princess. Oh, you're alive!
They hug.
You're alive! Princess.
Lin places her hand on her heart and then on the heart of the princess. The princess's eyes fill with tears as they press their foreheads together.
You did it.
You did it.
The king, queen, and Violet stand together as the crowd smiles and applauds. An aerial view of the courtyard as the crowd applauds the princess and the royal family. Now, on the steps of the palace, the round-faced guard appears breathless, carrying his hammer weapon. He looks up. His eyes go wide as he points.
There she is!
The screen goes black.
What have you done?
Audio description created by Descriptive Video Works, funded by Walt Disney Studios Motion Pictures.